Welcome to episode 34 of The Unconventional Polyglot. In this episode, I take a look back at what I did language learning-wise in 2022 and look ahead to my plans for 2023. Thanks for listening. This is The Unconventional Polyglot, a podcast that explores languages and language learning from someone who has followed and also broken many of the conventional rules for how to learn languages. I'm your host, Will, and language learning is my passion. All right, so it's been a long time since I've done an episode that is really focused on me. I usually focus on different aspects of language learning and different resources for language learning. But for this episode, since this is my first episode for 2023, I want to take a look back at what I did in 2022 and what I plan to do this year, 2023. In 2022, my plan was to focus really on six languages. I kind of wanted to focus primarily on two, but it ended up being six. So my original plan for 2022 was to intensely study German and Mandarin Chinese, and also spend a considerable amount of time and advancing further with Spanish, French, Portuguese, and Italian. And essentially, that's what I did. But I ended up spending more time on the Romance languages than I had originally planned, which is not a bad thing at all. So essentially, at the start of last year, I would say I was probably around an upper intermediate level B2 in Spanish and French, and maybe a lower intermediate level B1 in Portuguese and Italian. And by the end of the year, I would say that my Spanish is probably around an advanced C1 level. French, pretty close, somewhere between a B2 and a C1. And then I had advanced most likely to an upper intermediate B2 level in Portuguese and Italian. And German, I started the year, I would say, barely at a B1 level, maybe even an A2. So somewhere between an upper level beginner and lower level intermediate. And I would say I ended the year as a strong B1, definitely not B2 at this point. But as far as Mandarin Chinese, they don't really go by the CEFR scale. They go by the HSK scale. But I basically started the year somewhere between HSK3 and HSK4, and I ended the year probably also at HSK4, maybe even getting close to HSK5. Basically, that translates to lower level intermediate to, you know, maybe higher level intermediate. So to summarize, I believe I made considerable progress in all of these languages. And the way that I did it, it varied somewhat between languages, but it's really not that complicated. I spent a lot of time with these languages. And what I tried to do with each one was to every day do a mixture of things, the most important of which, or the most time-consuming of which, was listening. Whether that was podcast episodes or YouTube videos, Netflix shows, movies. So they came from lots of different sources, but I tried to do a lot of listening, anywhere from half an hour to an hour, sometimes even more than an hour, for each language. And so that was probably the most important component. But also I tried to do reading each day, not a lot of reading, probably 5 to 10 minutes. And in the last, I would say, third of the year, I coupled that reading with also a lot of vocab, writing down and reviewing vocab. And I also did things like grammar exercises and things on apps, essentially, like Duolingo, Busuu, Mango, you know, apps that I've mentioned on this podcast numerous times. And additionally, in the case of German, I made particular use of a series of lessons called Nikos Veg, which is a really excellent series produced by Deutsche Welle, which is a German media company, very well known, but they have a bunch of materials available for learning German, and some really high quality things. If you're learning German, I would highly recommend checking them out. They have stuff for basically all levels, but particularly the Nikos Veg series goes all the way from A1 through B1. Previously, I had actually completed the A1, A2, and I had gotten partway through the B1 episodes a couple of years ago, and then I just stopped to focus on other languages. And this year, I picked back up. I just went ahead and redid all of the A2 level episodes. There's 76 episodes for every level, and each episode includes a video and a number of exercises, grammar exercises, vocabulary exercises. So it's a really nice supplement to learning German. And by the end of the year, I had gotten most of the way through the B1 level episodes. So, but the point is, for German, I think the routine that I developed throughout the year for German is really going to serve as a template for most other languages in the future for me, because I feel like it worked really well. The combination of every day spending time listening. And like I said, for me, depending on what I'm doing, if I'm just in front of my computer or I'm in the car or whatever I'm doing, I definitely try to spend at least half an hour listening. Podcast, Netflix, Link, content on Link is also a very effective way to listen and read at the same time. So I got listening in, I got grammar and vocabulary work through, as I said, the Nikos Veg lessons, and also reading. So I had graded readers that I had been studying throughout the year, and I worked through Duolingo, you know, just for additional practice, and Mango, which is mainly designed to help you develop speaking ability. And I also met with a German tutor every week to 2 weeks when I could squeeze in the time on iTalki. So doing this consistently, I was able to bring my German from, as I said, probably somewhere between an A2 and a B1 level at the start of the year to a very solid B1, getting close to B2 level, I would say, at the start of this year. That may not seem like a whole lot of progress, because I know there are people who think that it's possible to go from A1 to C1 in a year. And if you're only studying one language for several hours a day, maybe that could be possible. For me, where I was studying six languages seriously, and then I had other languages that I just spent 5, 10, maybe 15 minutes a day on, my secondary target languages. I'm not really going to focus on those in this episode. But yeah, when you're studying several languages at the same time, do not expect fast progress. I would say the progress I made was significant, and I absolutely plan to continue on in the same manner this year for German. For Mandarin Chinese, I took kind of a similar approach. I don't really have anything like Nikos Veg for Chinese, but I do have textbooks, actually a lot of textbooks that I purchased years ago. So those are my primary source as far as reading and building vocabulary and grammar. I'm not even sure if these books are available anymore. I bought them at least 15 years ago, back when paper books were still a thing. But I used those along with watching shows on Netflix, using Link again, and also making heavy use of the Mandarin Corner YouTube channel. I would definitely recommend that if you're learning Mandarin Chinese. And so I made pretty significant progress with Mandarin Chinese last year. Not as much as I had hoped to make, but again, with so many languages on the schedule every day, progress doesn't always come as quickly as I would like. So moving on to this year, I am focusing on two additional languages, which I would call my new primary target languages, and those are Russian and Latin. So for Russian, I'm essentially mirroring the kinds of activities that I have been doing for German and will continue to do for German. For Russian, so I have a lot of resources available for Russian. Just to tell you a few, Link, again, I use Link for pretty much every language. There is a Russian textbook called Sputnik that I really like. It's a two-volume textbook that covers pretty much all the Russian that you would need to know, at least as far as grammar is concerned. And it has a very nice web companion with lots of exercises and listening, things like that. And again, apps like Duolingo, Mango, Busuu, Lingodeer, you know, these all have pretty good to very good Russian content. And my Russian at this stage, I would say, is probably somewhere around an A2 level. So I'm starting the year not as an absolute beginner. I probably know at least 1,000 words in Russian, maybe more. And I know about the different cases in Russian. Certainly not an expert in them, but hopefully this year I can become an expert. But my goal for Russian this year is to go from, I would say, a shaky A2 level to hopefully a B1 level, and then next year improve from there. And then with Latin, I'm approaching in a very different way, because Latin, in a sense, is a very different language. It's a more historical, you know, classical language that's not used significantly anymore, although there are people who can speak Latin. But I am using what is called the Ranieri-Dowling method. So there's a Professor Dowling who created this method, which is essentially based on significant memorization of the different declensions in Latin for nouns and adjectives and the different verb conjugations. And so lots of memorization is in this method, and it was modified by Luc Ranieri, who you may have heard of. He has two YouTube channels, Scorpio Martianus and Polymathy. I would highly advise checking out his content. His Polymathy channel, I believe, is all in English, or primarily in English. And then his Scorpio Martianus channel is kind of a combination of Latin and ancient Greek. But right now, I am in the process of essentially spending about an hour to an hour and a half a day of cramming the different declensions and cases of Latin into my head through writing down and repeating verbally over and over and over and over and over again. And then once I've done with that, I will move on to a fantastic book, which I've tried to use in the past, without the excessive memorization ahead of time. It's hard to really get a lot out of it, but there's a fantastic book called Familia Romana, which I would say is practically the perfect language learning textbook, and I really wish there were materials like this for every language out there. But it is a book which is all in Latin. There's no English or any other language in there, other than like the copyright information. But it teaches things in such a way, starting with very basic stuff, and ending up with, you know, by the end of the book, you're essentially literate in Latin to some extent. So it's pretty awesome. So my goal this year is to cram as much of the serious Latin grammar in my head and then actually start to enjoy things with using that information with Familia Romana. And then moving on from there, there are other awesome materials that follow that Familia Romana book. I'm very much looking forward to going through all of that, as this year progresses and probably into next year. So Russian and Latin are my two new main languages to focus on this year. I also plan to continue focusing significantly on German and Mandarin Chinese. I would say overall, I have four primary target languages this year. And then the four Romance languages, Spanish, French, Portuguese, and Italian, that I had been working to really strengthen throughout last year. I plan to continue that this year, but probably just not a significant amount of time spent on them. I definitely still plan to at least watch an episode of something on Netflix or a YouTube video or two each day, and probably a little bit of reading each day for these languages. But I'm at a advanced enough level at these in these languages that I don't need to focus too hard on them. But at the same time, I don't want to lose what I do know. So I want to make sure that I continue to expose myself to these languages every day. And it is difficult. So, I mean, in a sense, the hardest part of being a polyglot is not necessarily gaining the knowledge, which I mean, can be very difficult, but it's also really enjoyable. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it. But holding on to all that knowledge can be a significant undertaking. So I very much want to maintain all of the languages that I have put in so many, really thousands of hours into studying. I don't want to just lose all that knowledge. So to sum up, I'm essentially focusing heavily on four languages, focusing to a lesser extent on four other languages, and then basically after dinner, I just spend part of my time just kind of dabbling with my secondary target languages, which just to name them off at this point are Irish, Arabic, Yiddish, Catalan, Swedish, Romanian, Japanese, Dutch, Greek, and Hebrew. So I don't spend very much time each day on these. I have a plan in the future to focus on each of these languages, but not for right now. So I hope this episode has been interesting to you. As I said at the beginning of the episode, I don't really focus too much on my own activities in language learning, other than how they directly relate to whatever the topic of the episode is. But this time, you know, because it's the start of the year and 2022 just ended, I felt it was a really appropriate time to look back and look ahead. And I am looking forward to producing a lot of interesting episodes of the Unconventional Polyglot this year. I'm also hoping to keep putting out YouTube videos on the Unconventional Polyglot YouTube channel. I'm just getting finished up on my series of videos on resources for learning French. So the last of those three videos should be up hopefully in February. It's kind of difficult for me to find time to make videos as well as podcast episodes, as well as spend hours a day language learning. And just one additional personal update, I'm actually going to be filling in as a French teacher starting pretty soon for the rest of this school year, so I'm very much looking forward to that. And with that, I will wrap up this episode. Feel free to contact me at unconventionalpolyglot@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you, and stick around for more great language learning content. Goodbye.